Triple M, well, our special guest today has honours including the ARIA Hall of Fame, Member and Order of Australia, 28, would you believe, Golden Guitar Awards, not to mention over 5 million albums sold and thousands of shows over many, many years, in fact 50 plus, John Williamson, good morning.
Hello Andrew, how are you mate?
Good thanks mate, do you look back at your own achievements and go, gee, that's not a bad effort?
Yeah, it's a bit hard not to. You know, I've got a few awards in my office, and I look at them sometimes. It's amazing how time's gone, really.
Well, we're talking about time. This is your tour. You're coming to the Brolga Theatre. I should mention that Friday, April 16th. The name of the tour is Winding Back. Now, as the name suggests, I would imagine you're going to take things a little easier after this tour, John.
You've got it right, Andrew. Just taking a bit easier. I won't actually stop until I reckon I can't do the job properly, you know. But, and I'm enjoying it after 11 months off, you know, because of COVID. It's good to get back into it. So I can't wait to get to the Brolga Theatre. I love that area. I love the park around it and everything else.
Yeah, it is a wonderful venue, that's for sure. I know you've been here a couple of times before. Going back to last year, John, how did you as a singer-songwriter, how did not performing affect you?
It was a break I was wishing for, really, to be quite honest, Andrew. I'm very lucky because it's the later years of my career, I was looking for a break and I got it. And I was able to spend time with, in a little farm above the Gold Coast, and I really enjoyed it. I even bought a few heifers.
Is that right? Okay. Well, look, it is good to be able to stop and smell the roses, I guess, because you do, you know, you give yourself a pretty rigorous schedule. I'm looking through where you've been and what you've done this year, and there's no real stopping for you.
No, because of the venues that were pushed back or forward, whatever you call it, from last year. We've made this year pretty busy right into next year. So I'm going to have to tell them to just be careful how many more you book.
Exactly. You know,
but I'm enjoying it, man. I just worked last night and working again tonight at Wyong, the Central Coast, and in New South Wales. I am enjoying it. You don't realise how much you enjoy the company of the crew and the band you're with as well, you know, so it can be like a working holiday if you work it right.
Well, that was what I was going to ask you. Will you miss that? Will you miss performing? I know you're not doing the John Farnham the final time, whatever, but you're saying, look, I'm just going to kick back a little bit. So you've left the door open, but you will miss that contact and performing live?
Yeah, I've got some friends, and I know some people like that have been famous in rugby, and I got a mate over in Perth who used to be a really top DJ, and when people retire, sometimes they get depressed, you know, so I think you got to be careful, especially when you've been in the media and been, you know, so-called famous or whatever, you know, it's pretty hard just to cut it off, I think. There is a certain satisfaction of being popular and having contact with so many lovely people. So, you know, that's why I would never really stop, I don't think, until, as I said, I can't do with the job I expect of myself.
Yeah, smart move to leave that door ajar, I think, mate. I'm going to go back to when I was 6 years of age. The year was 1970, and you came to the fore, and I was just a little boy. But to old man Emu, you probably get this all the time, it was your first big hit. Do you still enjoy playing that? Because for someone like me, I'm 58 this year. It holds a special place in my heart.
Oh, you remember it from the age of six, yeah?
Yeah. So
that's interesting, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, that's the lovely thing about that song. It's an evergreen, and six-year-olds still get a kick out of it. So, you know, it's probably my most evergreen song. It just never ceased to want to die. And of course, I'm not allowed to leave the stage without doing it, and I enjoy it. It's just the jumping around. You can see the people. It gets into their body. they can't stop moving, and even though it's a silly song, it's I could make it even sillier on stage.
I'm sure you can, but as you say, we all need a bit of a laugh, and it is just that sort of feel-good song. Speaking of, and not to point out just two of songs from, we're talking over a squillion albums here, but True Blue was inducted into the National Film and Sound Archive, Sound of Australia. It's recognised as an iconic Australian song. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm very, very pleased about that, of course. I said years ago, if I write a handful of songs that I remember when I'm gone, I reckon that's pretty good. Well, it looks like True Blue's at least one.
Absolutely, absolutely, mate. Look, your legacy is it's written as making Australians proud of our country and of who we are, and you can't really argue with that, John. You've always been who you are. You've never tried to be anybody else, and we love you for it, mate. And we really look forward to seeing you at the Broolga Theatre on Friday, April the 16th for the Winding Back Tour, but maybe not the last time.
No, I can't. Promise I'll be back, but I'm not saying I won't be. but Andrew, the Broolga Theatre is one I'll always, I'll always think about because, I'm pretty lucky. When Slim went out, it was Caravans and, probably performing in the open half the time, So I'm in the generation of very lucky where theatres have popped up everywhere and all along the Queensland coast are beautiful theatres. So I'm very lucky to have been here at the right time and to perform in quality venues, so and Broolga is one of those.
Yeah, it is second to none, mate, and we're happy to have you any time. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Andrew.